Old Joe leads Conan and Inanna back toward the cabin. He's in one of his jolly moods, slapping his thigh and guffawing at every one of his own remarks.
Hey now, hey yoga boy, you should have seen yourself when you got sucked into that tree.
He doubles over in laughter, pointing at Conan.
I'll be seeing that face in my dreams, he hoots.
The boy just smiles and keeps on striding. He knows better than to push back. He's learned to recognize the Heyoka style. Shock, paradox, and the advantage of the unexpected.
Scared the poop out of me and Leo, Inanna mutters quietly to Conan. But don't ever let on to old Joe that we were spooked.
Conan gives her a comprehending wink. Then, seeing the medicine man has stopped ahead of them for a swig from his wineskin, he trots up to his side.
Thanks, Joe. I mean, you were right. I needed to remember. And I did today. I did.
Conan feels himself squirm under the Heyoka's stare, but not nearly as much as he would have done before the morning's experiences.
I've always wanted to know about medicine magic and stuff and, you know, mysticism, but now I understand the real power of it, and I get that I do have it in me. Before, I'd just daydream about it. But now, after what you helped show me,
he pulls himself to his full height and says with humble sincerity,
I really do get it. That tree knows the secrets of the entire universe, the past, present, and future, and it knows me too. So thanks for helping me find my own, well, potential.
Inanna, 2 yards behind them, is watching and listening with her entire being attuned to the importance of this moment. In other circumstances, she would not want anyone to give Joe too much credit. But in this instance, she sees how important Conan's acknowledgement is to his own awakened purpose. She fully grasps how transformative this morning has been for her friend. Joe merely grunts and caps his wineskin. Inanna finds an opportunity to whisper again in Conan's ear as the Heyoka strides on.
Everything you experienced in that tree is a shared memory now, for Leo and me, too. And when we link minds, I can send you the lessons of the sword and teach you to play the pipe. We'll learn new skills that we can share with each other, too.
Conan runs a hand through his hair and shares a smile with her. Their quiet excitement at the prospect of this unity is so unlike the mutual distrust of just a few days ago that both recognize the irony, and they both feel the almost physical shift of that release, as if a light breeze has brushed their faces through a just-opened window. As they near the corral, Leo comes trotting up to them on old Joe's palomino, followed by the 2 other horses. The Heyoka pauses in his stride, remarking lightly,
All good. Finally, we can eat lunch.
No other acknowledgement of Leo's achievement is forthcoming. Joe merely opens the twig gate for the riderless horses to enter the makeshift paddock. Leo looks down at his brother and Inanna.
Why am I so hungry again?
He says as he slides off his mount. The other two slap him a high five. Glad in spirit, Leo corrals the palomino. Joe has disappeared into the cabin meanwhile. When the Heyoka emerges, he carries a blanket pulled by its 4 corners into a sack and slung over his shoulder like Santa's Christmas haul. With a rattle and crash, he heaves the load onto the ground in front of the corral. The blanket opens like a cheap magic trick.
Let's eat.
Joe waves a palm in display. There before them lies a carefully laid out feast.
Sit. Pass the wine. The rest of today we'll be practicing and doing more practicing. No time for lazy slouches. Taking half my day just to get you in and out of trees. Sheesh.
The 3 share a smile before seating themselves on the grass. They're beginning to accept that there's no outguessing old Joe.